Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samuels.
In William Shakespeare's play Antony and Cleopatra, Mark Antony says, "If I lose my honour, I lose myself." In decades and centuries past, honour was often deemed as defining living. It is a powerful motivator, mitigating shame, and it can be the source of both noble and ignoble actions. Does one's honour serve oneself or serve others? The man on the cross is remembered and worshipped because he came not to be served, but to serve others. Today, a person's character, we say the word honour less these days, I think, is often viewed as personal, an individual choice, less socially constructed, which is fine, unless we have to live with them or near them when their honour, character and behaviour is self-serving and we are fodder for what they want. I have dipped into following the COVID inquiry periodically and remain disappointed but not surprised by what has emerged. Today we often elevate competence over character. Generally, most people prefer the best plumber, pilot and surgeon and are far less concerned with their character, with how they behave at home. But in the interactions around the skill and when mistakes or accidents happen, then we all want to deal with a person of good character. Competency can be learnt over time, even a short time, while character is formed from others and in time by one's own choices, and this is a lifelong formation. I teach the values component to the Sea Cadets as they progress through the rates. Values are what a society can enshrine, as might an agnostic or an atheist, if there is no deity in your worldview. If a deity exists, then faith, that relationship with the deity, is what enlivens, enthuses, infuses, guides, shapes a person. The Sea Cadets promote honesty and integrity, which is summarized as to tell the truth and be a good person. Yes, that's very general, I know. And we talk about truth and how it can be compromised and used selectively, and how good is open to many definitions. Nevertheless, it does make the cadets think that reality is more than just their thoughts, their experiences, and what they want. Integrity, in my experience, is the hardest value to teach, but I use the phrase upright. A ship that doesn't have integrity will sink. And whether it is a mast on a ship or a cross on a garbage dump, being linked to it keeps you upright. And that means there's usually a storm. In all the storms of life, and yes, COVID-19 was a terrible storm, we look to others for help and support. Yes, we look for competency, but I think the pendulum is swinging back to looking also at character. And it isn't a hard question to ask about whether a person is honest or has integrity. If they do, then we are better placed to trust them and rely on them. And if they don't, then we'd be wise to be cautious about them. Of course, for Christians, Jesus is a person with honesty and integrity par excellence. This is evidenced in his commitment, despite temptations and obstacles, to enter this world to rescue us. We cannot comprehend the mystery of Jesus' humanity. Yes, he was just like us. And his resurrection declares that he is without sin. And we don't really grasp how his awareness of the cross grew in him. But he was committed to it and trusted his Father about it, even when he asked if there was another way to rescue us. Jesus lost his honour on the cross to find us. We are that precious to God that Jesus showed his honesty and integrity in following the Father's will, all for us. That is a good criterion on which to assess honesty and integrity. Whom does it serve? When we see those with authority or responsibility serving themselves, then beware. When we see those with authority or responsibility serving others, then take note. During Advent, when we have the coming Jesus on our horizon and the manger and cross in our rearview mirror, may we, and all people, find Jesus to be both competent to save and of good character, having integrity, to be followed always. Let us pray. Jesus, our promised Messiah, John the Baptist went ahead of you and proclaimed the good news of your coming. Encourage us to receive you with joy as our Redeemer and faithfully follow you. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.